Let us again worship God, and this time singing in Psalm 103 from the beginning, verses 1 to 7. O thou, my soul, bless God the Lord, and all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless. Bless, O my soul, the Lord thy God, and not forgetful be of all his gracious benefits he hath bestowed on thee. All thine iniquities who doth most graciously forgive, who thy diseases all and pains doth heal and thee relieve, who doth redeem thy life that thou to death mayst not go down, who thee with loving kindness doth and tender mercies crown. And so on to the end of verse 7, 1 to 7, Psalm 103, O thou my soul, bless God the Lord. Stand to pray. O blessed Lord, we have sung that thou dost forgive all our iniquities. How thankful we are for that. That the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. That we have come to recognize that whatever has been and is in our life's journey, where we have gone astray, where we have wronged by unbelief, where we have been sadly lacking in many things in our Christian experience, there is forgiveness nevertheless. It is what astonishes thy people every day, the more they examine their own lives but it is what they praise thee for at the same time. They have come to recognize that salvation is all of grace. It is not of themselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. And truly, Lord, knowing something of our own sinful nature, we would be boasting if we truly believed that it was of ourselves that we are saved. But thou in thy grace and mercy and revealed in thy word hast shown it that it is not so. And so we bless thee for the day that thou didst look upon us in mercy, for that was the day that thou didst see us in Christ. Thou didst choose a people for thyself, and thine electing love has ensured that all for whom Christ died are all whom thou didst give to him, gifted to the Son, and he willing to take their room and place under the curse, died our death. But blessed be thy name, rose again for our justification. And while we rejoice in that great holy truth of thine electing love, it does not make thy people careless. They do realize that there is man's responsibility in the providential dealings of God in all these matters. And so, Lord God, we pray that here tonight, if we are thine, that we would recognize these things for ourselves. Or to have thy Spirit poured out upon us. The need is great, gracious God. We pray then that thou would help us, that thou would help us to call upon thee, to plead with thee, that we would be like another of old and would not let thee go until thou would bless us. And thou hast blessed us in the past. Thou hast blessed us today with thine own holy day. Lord, may we make the best use of the day. May we not be careless in it, but may we see it as a gift from thyself to encourage us in our walk with thee, and to examine our lives and to see the need to come apart from it for a time from the busyness of life. We read that even our blessed Saviour, who was perfectly holy, nevertheless, from time to time we read that he went apart on his own to deal and to plead with his Father. May that be something that characterizes our lives as well. We thank thee for coming together as a body of thy people. We thank thee, Lord, while we are all so different in many ways, that there is that uniting thread through us, a love for Christ and an understanding of what he has done for us. So remember us here now together, we pray thee. Bless us here, bless all the congregations in this great city, where Christ was preached today. And we pray that thou would, where maybe there is error, that thou, Lord, would show that, and that likewise amongst ourselves. But most of all, that thou would convict and convert and transform, not only in the pew, but also sadly in the pulpits, that is necessary as well. Oh, blessed Lord, how we must grieve thy Spirit so often, that we may have the name of Christ, and yet little of that shown in our lives. We pray again that thou would be with us in all that is ahead, that thou would sanctify the congregation here. We pray for those who are going to be away, and we think in the next few weeks we pray for our sister who goes to seek to help others. And may her witness be a blessing in a foreign land. We commit her to thy care. We pray, Lord, also that thou would remember those who would wish to be here tonight but are not be able to be. We, Lord, thank thee that thy people are known to thee wherever they are. And we ask now that thou would continue with us and that we would seek in these coming days to prepare ourselves to remember our blessed Saviour's death till he come. O Lord our God, how we need that preparation. How easy it is for us to drift along without truly giving thought to what was involved in our salvation, in our redemption. There may be for some of us a time as we look back when such was so precious to us, when our hearts were moved, when our souls were grieved at the cost that was involved in the death of our Saviour. Oh, to have that sense once again in our hearts and souls, and to be aware even now of our need to look to thee afresh. Remember us together. Bless the intermoderator and be with him, Lord, in his duties. We thank thee for him and for his faithfulness. Pray for the elders and the deacons. We thank thee, Lord, that they are fulfilling their duties as best they can. May they ever be guided by thyself. We pray for the members and pray that thou would add to their number. We pray for the adherents, pray for the young people, the children. We thank thee for their presence. May that continue, that such would grow up yet to be stalwarts in the Church of Christ here on earth. So hear our prayers, bless us together, and forgive sin for Christ's sake. Amen. We'll continue singing in the same psalm, Psalm 103. And taking up the singing at verse 8. And we'll sing through to verse 16. The Lord our God is merciful and he is gracious, long-suffering and slow to wrath, in mercy plenteous. He will not chide continually, nor keep his anger still. With us he dealt not as we sinned, nor did requite our ill. Psalm 103 from verse 8 to 16. The Lord our God is merciful.
For me.
turn now to the New Testament scriptures, to Paul's epistle to the Romans and chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we'll read the whole chapter from the beginning. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit to mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which are the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with them also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own inspired and infallible word. Praising God now from Psalm 32, from the beginning verses to the double verse marked 5. O blessed is the man to whom is freely pardoned all the transgressions he hath done, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not his sin, and in whose spirit there is no guile nor fraud is found therein. Psalm 32, 1-5, O blessed is the man to whom is freely pardoned.
Song.